It's time now for Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful May Day.
I am.
Okay, terrific. We have temperatures here in the low 40s, clouds, east wind, much like what we had yesterday, and possible rain in the forecast for tonight. This has been quite an interesting beginning of the month. We started off with, on the 2nd, we had a day where we reached about 80 degrees in many places. The official high at the Weather Service was 79, but it's about 80 in many other places. Then we dropped off. Yesterday's high was in the 40s. So we went from 80s to 60s to 40s in 3 days. And the east wind makes quite a bit of a difference. Inland, it was quite warm in many places yesterday and the day before, but not for us, and that's fine. I personally am in no hurry to get the hot temperatures. Since we last spoke, we ended the month of April. April ended, statistic-wise, a bit of surprise. It's actually warmer than normal, almost 2.5 to 3 degrees warmer than normal. I had one Weather Service person speaking about it, saying how it was the coolest above normal month they've ever experienced. And the reason for that is that even though we did have cool days, we had no cold temperatures. The cold temperatures in April, especially in early in the month, often get down to less than 20, sometimes less than 10. And I can even remember one time back in the 90s when we got below zero. So none of those happened. The coldest temperature for the whole month was in the 20s. And so even though we never had really, really warm days, we had one day in the 70s, the temperature did average out above normal. Also above normal was that precipitation. And yes, that was great. I was so glad to see that. And that seems to be hanging on. May is a month where our rainy season begins. And usually before the month is over, we get some pretty good amount of rains. We get some pretty good thunderstorms. The season pretty much takes off as we get into later in May. It is the greening month, and as I look out right now, I see many, many trees that are opening up their green leaves. That has not been new to just these last few days. It's been going on earlier with many trees, most notably the quaking aspen. I've seen the leaves coming out really well also on apple and crabapple and weeping willow. And a bunch of the smaller ones, but it's probably quaking aspen that leads the way with the taller trees. Well, just in the last few days, I noticed the maples are now opening their leaves, and they will be followed a little bit later by the oaks. Now, once these big trees open their leaves, that makes a shade for the ground below it, and the shade is not that not wanted by these plants that grow down there. They need the sunlight. So the spring wildflowers are just prolific right now. I was out at walk at Jay Cook State Park on Thursday of this week, and I found no less than 20 kinds out there in bloom. I highly recommend people to get out somewhere and take a look. These spring wildflowers, they're often called ephemerals, which means they have a short lifetime. They're not all technically ephemerals, but they do have a short period of time where they bloom, and they're just outstanding. Now, many of these spring beauty, hepatica, and bloodroot have been in bloom for a while, but this week I saw the trout lilies to add to that list. I saw Dutchman breeches. I saw large flower trillium. Wow, those are just spectacular, and I think there's going to be a few more, and their season will be short this year because of the leafing of the trees. Also, the forest floor is just filled now with fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the young ferns of the season. When they first stick up above the ground, they are all coiled up. It's a leaf. The underground is a stem, and the plant stayed alive all winter, and this leaf uncurls as the new season comes about, and they're known as fiddleheads. Right away when you mention the fiddleheads out in the woods, there's always someone to say, oh, yes, they are delicious. Well, you're going to do that. You make sure you're out collecting fiddleheads with someone who knows what they're doing, because like it is with mushrooms, yeah, there's a lot of them that are delicious, but not all of them. Mm. Some of them should be, oh, yes, some of them should be definitely avoided. So anybody who wants to go out and have fiddleheads, yeah, go ahead, have a good time, but please make sure you're getting the right ones. The three that are most abundant in our woods here are the ostrich fern, the interrupted fern, and the lady fern, all of which have very pronounced fiddleheads right now. Out at Jay Cook State Park on Thursday, I saw some ostrich ferns that were knee-high already. Ostrich fern is called that because it looks like a really big plume of a feather coming out, you know, and so it's got named after a bird that has big plumes and feathers. Also on the forest floor, I had someone tell me that they had seen some morels, and I thought, well, I'm going to go out and take a look, and I went out and took a look, and I found something, but it wasn't a morel.
Uh-oh.
It was what's called a false morel. Once again, if you're going to go out and collect these and take a look at them, please make sure you know what you're doing. I probably told this story before, but it's worth repeating. A couple years ago, I had a neighbor tell me about all these wonderful morels that they had collected. New. She wanted to fix them for her husband, and her husband said, nope, not until we get it verified. So she brought them over to show me, and every single one of them was a false morel.
Uh-oh.
And I don't recommend those eating. Now, I really don't think she fed them to her husband. But if you're going to do stuff like that, it's a good idea to know what you're doing. Well, if you look above the forest floor, there's a great deal going on in the trees besides the leafing. We are now at warbler time. And despite the cool temperatures and cool wind, I saw 7 species of warblers yesterday. I went over to a place that was shielded somewhat from the wind, and there they were, 7 kinds. I was so surprised that many had already arrived. In addition to that, 5 kinds of sparrows, many of which were singing. A least flycatcher has shown up this past week. Sedge wren I saw. And then this morning, out on the walk, a terrific addition, a rosebreast grosbeak, first one of the season. I was surprised at that. I wasn't expecting those until at least the 10th. Well, there they were. Hermit thrushes have been singing. Now, one of those warblers of yesterday is one that I always expect on the first week of May, and when they come back, they are not silent. They immediately sing, and that is the ovenbird. And yes, there it was yesterday out in the woods singing. A little small bird, hard to see, stays around the ground, but sings a real loud teacher, 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 teacher song. And I saw it, happened to hear it yesterday. The frogs are undergoing a change. We had the early spring frogs of the chorus frog, spring peeper, and wood frog. The wood frogs are pretty much all done calling. They call just in April. Leopard frogs started to call about the 20th of April, and now as we got into the first week of May, 2 more added to the list. The gray tree frog started calling on the warm day we had back on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I was very surprised to hear an American toad call. I have not heard it since, so I think it's just one that just kind of got a little jumped the gun a bit. Other thing of note, be on the lookout for a little red and black butterfly. This is the Red Admiral, and every so often they go through population explosions, and I think we're having it this year. So I saw many of them, and I had many other people tell me they have seen them as well. So, yes, things are definitely going on. And for those who want more to see after the sun sets, we are having a full moon this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get some clear skies, 14 and a half hours of daylight and a full moon to go on that, it's going to be a very bright weekend if we have clear skies.
Indeed.
So have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure,
talk to you next Saturday. That's Larry Weber, who lives in Carlton County with his wife on an old farm and joins us every Saturday, rain or shine, and gives us the latest on what's happening outdoors. He had a 40-year career as a science teacher and twice was named Teacher of the Year. Wonderful. And next 2 weeks, he'll be traveling, but still calling in faithfully to chat with us.